It is 9:04, and we are continuing or reconvening our hearing for the Steele appeal with the Terrells. And we do have a quorum today with Commissioners DeYoung and Morgan present. Before we get started, does anybody have any objections to us continuing with this procedure and participating? Okay, so with that, where we left off, I'm going to ask Nora to come up and bring us back to speed, and then we'll continue with both sides getting their opportunities for their summations.
Nora Schwartz, Josephine County Planning. As we take a look at the slides that I have up on the screen, and the commissioners each have one before them as a hard copy, the first slide I want to go over just very briefly is a recap of the actions that have taken place with the hearing thus far. There's really no need to go over these in great detail. Importantly, we had our first de novo appeal hearing held on July 31st, and at that time, at the conclusion, parties asked that the record be left open for 7 days. New written evidence was provided. Then on August 7th, the applicant requested that the record be left open for an additional 7 days. And finally, as we move through the August calendar, we see that on August 22nd, the applicant submitted final written argument. Bringing us into focus, the primary issue for this application and its subsequent appeal was, is there legal access? I put a couple of notations on here. One was a fairly lengthy discussion with various opinions as to what Terrell Way actually was, a driveway, an easement, a road for private use, or could it be used by others? And secondarily, based on what we determined Terrell Way to be, was it actually appropriate to be used for the type of template test that was used in this forest dwelling application? It's called the rectangular template test. I apologize, this isn't more clear, but this is a Google Earth shot, and I have indicated with some arrows the pathway, if you will, down to the applicant's property, which is a fairly light green color, it so happens. It has much less vegetation on it, and that's why it appears the way it does. You can see at the top that Google Earth has identified Terrell Way. This is just a shot directly from that application. Here I have an outline of the hearing format. This is basically what occurred on July 31st. That brings us to today. At this point, we have reached the summation aspect of the hearing. As you can see here, the appellant and the opponents each get 5 minutes. Then it goes back to the board. The board is obviously welcome to ask any questions that it sees fit of anyone here, parties, staff, etc. The record is then closed. Deliberations and decision follow. Just before the hearing is closed, we ask that the board appoints an author of the findings of fact.
Point of clarification. So by my record of where we were in the order of procedure, we stopped at the point that it was asked for the record to be kept open. But I believe that we are technically at the rebuttal and sub-rebuttal section before the submittals, summations. At least where I circled in my linear thing as far as where we were at.
Sure. Okay, so we kept the record open for 7 days for testimony. Then we requested if you held open for additional testimony. And then we allowed the rebuttal and sur-rebuttals in that
right.
time.
Okay,
so that's all in the binder. That was all submitted before we got to today. And now, because we don't want to keep going back and forth, the code says you just allow them to summarize what they said, and then you make a decision.
I wasn't realizing that the rebuttal and sub-rebuttal were actually formally the written portion. I just thought it was open evidence, but I see that here. My apologies.
It's part of it. And I just wanted to explain, too, before I sit down and go into the panel, that we just did get an email from Mr. Close that they have nothing further to add on their side, so they will not be present. So we only have one side of the case here today.
Thanks. Okay, so with that being said, we have summation by the appellant. You'll have 5 minutes. Mr. Sherrill, if you'd just be willing to reintroduce yourself, since it's been a month since we were here, and we'll go from there.
Yes, I'm Bruce Terrell, or Raymond Bruce Terrell. I'm the one that's appealing this. The reason for this appeal of the permit for a single forest dwelling on tax lot 800 is that in order to qualify for the template test that they talk about, NEPA says that the property must touch a public road as of 1993. Not a way, not a driveway or an easement, the property must touch a public road. In 1993, tax lot 800 didn't touch anything other than an easement, and an easement is not an abutment. NEPA states that a public road has multiple households that use it as their main access to their home. There are no other households that use the so-called Terrell Way. I don't know where they got it. I don't know where Google got it. But in 1993, my mother lived on tax lot 300. That house is no longer livable. And that is the only household that has ever used my driveway other than myself. When I went to the planning department, Laura was nice enough to explain the guidelines for using the template test. I knew immediately this wasn't right, because years before, I went to the same planning department, wanting to divide my 35 acres, and they said I couldn't because the property wasn't touching a road. I would like to know what's changed. Thank you very much.
Officially, anybody else on your side for the 5 minutes, or you're done?
I'm done.
Okay.
I clarify one thing.
Excuse me, Terrell. Everybody has made it sound like just because Google has Terrell Way, that's real. It came from cyberspace. It is not a truly named road. It's an easement. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're not actually accepting additional evidence. It's just a summation of what's already been stated. However, I do remember you saying that in the last portion, so it's... Okay, so seeing that there's no further from the appellant, we allow 5 minutes for the opponent. Nobody here from the opponent's side, so therefore, at this time, we have the opportunity to ask clarifications, come back to the board, for the board to address either the parties and or the staff. And so not any comments at this time, but just simply clarifying questions. Do you have any clarifying questions, Mr. Dion?
Yes, I'm struggling with, I'm not struggling, I'm curious about what Mr. Terrell said about Luba stating that it had to be to an assigned road, that it had to be a public access road, so on, so on, so on. Can I get some clarification on that?
Remember all our conversation about road last time?
I remember our conversation back and forth, but that's...
We've been waiting for this work to be done outside for several months, and of course today's the day they start.
Well, if we yell at each other, it's okay.
Laura Schwartz, Jason County Planning. I'd like to read to you from our Rural Land Development Code, which is the basis for how all of our applications are processed. The section I am going to read from is under Article 65, which covers forest, commercial, and woodlot resource zones. The section in particular is 65.070C4,
which is also on the very last page of our notebook provided.
Is that Exhibit G?
The last page of Exhibit G. Just that specific portion, so I just, in case he wants to read it while you're
saying
it.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
It says, and again, this is the information that I utilized in processing this application. It says, if a tract abuts a road that existed on January 1, 1993, the measurement, meaning the template test, may be made by creating a 160-acre rectangle, etc., etc. What I'd like to point out here is that I did not say a public road. The code does not say a public road. It says, if a tract abuts a road, we have a definition in the Rural Land Development Code for a road, which says, a road, a public or private way that is created to provide ingress or egress for persons to one or more lots, parcels, areas, or tracts of land. Let me now define, again in the code, a way. A strip of land, whether public or private, providing access to some or all adjoining land ownerships. It appears as though a lot of this hearing is hinging upon the phrase public road. I merely wanted to reiterate that the code does not say public road, and that is not how I processed this.
You can't offer anything further unless we specifically ask for Mr. Terrell. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, yeah, I think that answered it for me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So what it said basically says, it just says a road. It does not, and a road is defined as just a passageway to one or more parcels.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Doesn't say public anywhere.
So at this time, if there's any further clarifying questions, do you have any further questions?
When this was, I'm assuming this was all logged off at some point in time. is that little finger of land, that little figure where you show the arrows going through the woods there, is that the pathway they took to log this off?
That is my understanding, yes.
Okay, so at that time, they came off of Tearaway. Tearaway for a certain, they were, got onto Tearaway and then onto this road, access road into the logged off area, and they used that for commercial purposes at that time.
That is my understanding, yes.
Okay, all right. Is there anything in writing anywhere that allowed them to do that, or is it just...
I think we'll... Okay, never mind.
Maybe that's...
There it is in here.
Okay.
And there was by testimony in the last portion.
Okay. That's right. You're right.
Any further clarifying questions? Okay, at this time, I'm going to close the record and open up deliberations and decisions. We got a new notebook for this portion, and I went through the whole notebook, which was good because it reminded me of testimony and various things provided. And a couple things stand out to me. Under Section D, which is the submittal from the Terrell family, the last page under Section D, number 5, states that prior to 2015, the area that is considered the driveway was last used for motor vehicle purposes in 1950s. That alone states that road was there before 1993. And by your own testimony in the last portion, you stated that there was a legitimate easement. Even though there was submission from saying there's not a deeded easement to that property, some of the exhibits had kind of challenged the easement a little bit. By your own statement, there was an easement, and by action of allowing the logging, that easement was allowed to be done. We got tied up in the conversation about the road, and really it came down to, here, and even by your statement today, that your mom's property was there before 93, your property is there, and it says two or more. Just by the own definition of your mom's property and your property is two, this property and your property is two, therefore it meets the qualification of road of meeting the easement to two or more properties of the way of the road, in my opinion. So you may offer something else, but as far as kind of getting to, I got to say, it frustrates me. I had a similar situation with an alley accessway that had not been maintained, and it had trees this round in the middle of it, but it was still a legal alleyway that was able to be opened up and accessed, and it was, and so it's kind of one of those things that it flashed back to my own situation where I was reading that there was the road was there, it wasn't maintained, had to be re-cleared out, but for definition purposes, to meet the rectangular one, was that the road had to be there prior to 93, and by your own testimony, it was there in the 50s. And so to me, it meets that qualification of being able to make the rectangular test, and because it is a roadway because of the two or more access, I believe that the staff recommendations are accurate. Mr. DeYoung, do you have any other further?
Nope, it goes back a long ways, and you know, it's been used and used and used and used over the years. That little off of Tearaway, whether the Tearaway is your driveway, whatever it is, it's been used for a certain purpose all along, and so that's, I'm pretty well set, I think.
Well, and I understand that Tearaway is not an official name. It's a name that you named it as your family driveway, your mom lived on it, you lived on it. It's, however, by the definition of you easement, which you have an easement for that portion, and this other property, so by the definition of easement, I can't hold it back and forth, Mr. Terrell. I'm just kind of explaining where I'm coming from. And I appreciate that you guys have been through a long road. I understand that. But for the purposes of, it was established by your own definition before 1993, the easement by your own testimony was there to two or more properties, including your own, as an easement to that. just because it's not an official road named Terrell Way, because that's kind of like just putting up a street sign that you created yourself. However, by the definitions of the road being an easement or way for two or more properties, it meets that definition, therefore of road, therefore it meets the rectangular taste. So, in my opinion, it does meet the standards for which the opponent's argument is there. So, do you have anything different, or are you ready to make a decision?
I'm ready to make a decision.
Okay.
Did you need to... appointing officer finding the fact?
Yes, it will be them. So, at this time, unless you have any objection, I'm going to deny the appeal based on that we believe that it does meet the definition of road based on the two or more easement access to the way, that it does meet the test for the rectangular test because it is therefore a road, therefore... Hold on. So, seeing the objection that it would be a denying the appeal, at which point, we're going to appoint the county as the one continuing, finding of facts, correct? And you'll work with the attorneys on both sides to make sure that is accurate. And what time will that be done by? Is there a time frame within 14 days that it's required?
There is no requirement on the deadline for the findings of fact, but we do try to get them done as quickly as possible. So we'll try for 2 weeks is typically what we try for. It all depends on the attorney's schedules and reviewing it. So, but now I'll take charge of that and draft the final findings of fact and then send them out for review. And then what will happen then next is once those have, the evidence kind of feel uncomfortable with it, it'll come back to the board at a regular meeting for approval and signature. And
okay.
From then, if anyone wants to appeal it after that date, they can.
Okay. Seeing nothing further, so the county planning department will be the author of the finding of facts. Seeing nothing further, at 9:26, we will close this hearing.